me to tell a little story, especially for the young people and for any of the children that are here. I think you will be able to relate to this story. And this happened many, many, many years ago, probably, I'm getting so old I can't keep track, 60 years ago. My pastor said to me one day, "Marie, I wish you would go to a little house out on Grand Avenue." That's before there was anything beyond Grand Avenue and Green Bay Roads. Nothing out there. And he said, "There's a little girl who's not expected to live very long, and she needs to hear about Jesus. She has a desire to know about what's going to happen when her life is over." And he said, "Would you go out there?" Well, I was a new Christian, so it had to be 70 years ago. And I was probably about 20 years old, 21 years old. And I said, "I will go." But I said, "Jesus will have to help me because I don't know him very well myself, and I don't know what to teach them." He says, "You make little cards and give them out and take them over to Spalding School, and you hand them out to all the little children. And because there's a need for a story hour in Pickett's house." I didn't know Pickett's from the Man in the Moon. And I didn't know where the house was. And I had no car and no transportation. So I walked about 2 miles out to almost to Green Bay Road, to Spalding School. And I gave out little invitations. I'm going to make this very brief. And I said, "Dear Jesus, what shall I tell them?" Sister Caroline Hofflander at that time, she was Sister Caroline Gardner later, but she had taught me, she said, "You girls in my class, you teenage girls, you need to memorize the Sermon on the Mount." Well, that was something I accepted, and I memorized the Sermon on the Mount. And I thought in my heart, "Jesus, what could I tell them better than this?" Now, little Laura Pickett was lying in a hospital bed right in the front room, and all these little girls and boys, 8 years old, 9 years old, from her class, were invited to the story hour every, I think it was a Wednesday or Tuesday, I don't know what afternoon, right after school. Didn't know any of them. It was a challenge to me because I was just telling some ladies a few minutes ago, you wouldn't believe it now, but I was very, very shy. I couldn't even hold my head up for a picture. I would just hold my head down, you know. But anyway, I said, "Jesus, you must help me. This is a new assignment for me. And I don't know these people. I don't know the man and woman. I don't know their little girl. I don't know these school children. But I said, help me." Well, I went out there and pretended I was very brave and strong, and I taught them all simple little children, little songs. "Jesus loves the little children," and "Yes, Jesus loves me." The basic things that I had just learned myself, coming out of Catholicism. And so, I'll hasten. So we started. I said, "We're going to talk about the teachings of Jesus." One day, Jesus went up on a mountain, and he opened his mouth, and he taught the people, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." I said, "Do you know what that means, to be poor?" "Yes." And one little girl says, "Not to have any money." I says, "That's right." And I said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," spiritually poor. What would that mean? They didn't know. I said, "Well, my Sunday school teacher told me that the poor in spirit are the people that feel their need of Jesus. They're spiritually poor, and they need to find Jesus. And Jesus is available and wants to come to them." So then we went on, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Blessed are, and I explained that to them. This is week after week for a number of weeks. "And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." If your heart gets cleaned up, if you invite Jesus in your heart. Now, I know this sounds childish, but this is the way I was teaching these little people, these little 8 and 9 year old children. I said, you have to invite him in your heart and get your heart cleaned up, and then your heart's made pure, and someday you'll see God. And on until we had gone through, I think, the 16th verse. And one day I got a call from Mrs. Pickett. And she says, "Sister Marie, I just want to tell you that Laura died last night." I said, no. I felt so bad because my heart has gotten knit to these little girls and boys. I said, no. She said, yes, Laura died last night. But she said, listen, don't be sad, listen. I want to tell you about it. Remember when you were teaching them, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God? She said that made such a, that resounded in little Laura's heart. And she asked Jesus, she says, you come, please come into my heart and make my heart clean and pure. And she said, you know, she had a real reality about that, and we talked about that. And we talked about the blessed are the peacemakers. They'll be called, don't fight with anybody. You know how I would tell the little children, don't fight with any. Don't go to bed angry at night, but ask Jesus to forgive them. Ask them to forgive you, and you forgive them, and ask him to cleanse your heart, and so forth. And so she said, Mary, I want to tell you what happened last night. I said, I wish you would. And I was all busted up inside because I have said I was young. This is a new experience. I had never been called to minister to people and then have them die on me. She said, Marie, when we went into with the hospital called, and they said, Laura's signs, all her vital signs are failing. Come to the hospital right away. So the mother and dad went to the hospital right away. And when they came in, little Laura looked at her mom and dad. She said, Mama, Daddy, Jesus is coming for me now. And she said, Jesus is coming for me now, and he's coming with his angels. She had never been in church. She only knew what I told her. But she remembered, blessed are the pure in heart, they'll see God. And now she felt in her, evidently, felt in her body that her life was going out. And suddenly she felt, she leaned back in the bed, the mother said, and she said, she pointed to the corner of her room, and she says, see, Mom, there's Jesus. Jesus and the angels, and they're coming for me. And she fell back on her pillow and went to heaven. I said, thank you, Mrs. Pickett, for telling me that. That makes it all better, that she had that reality in her heart. And you know, there's people that don't really believe that Jesus is coming for us someday. And you know what? I believe it because, hey, you know, you all know how old I am, right? I'm going to be 89 next month. And any one of these days he's going to say, come on, Marie, come on up higher. Come up and be with me if my heart is pure and clean. And you know, I settle that with him every night. Do you? I settle that every night when I go to bed. I said, dear Jesus, where I failed you today, please forgive me. If I haven't witnessed for you, told somebody about you, or if I have said something bad that wasn't kind or patient, forgive me. Sometimes I get impatient. But, you know, if we confess our sins, the Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so I just wanted to give that little testimony tonight that if your heart is pure, if you've given your heart to Jesus, and you want live every day in a state of repentance, asking him to make you clean when the call comes, when Jesus comes for you, you'll be ready to go to him. And at the funeral, we had all these little girls, little eight-year-old girls, walk along the side of the casket, and they undertakers took the front and the back of the casket. But it was very precious, very moving, and I'm there. It's 70 years ago and I haven't forgotten it yet. But I just wanted to tell that into the meeting because I see there's little people here and young people here that can hear the call. The pastor says, would you go and tell somebody about Jesus? Don't say I can't do it, because that's the way I felt. Shy, couldn't do it. But he helped me. And I was so glad that that mother shared that with me. God bless this little testimony.